First, if you are a regular driver in downtown Santa Maria, perhaps you've noticed that rather sudden speed limit change on Broadway. It goes from a 40-mile-per-hour strip on down to 30 in the course of one sign, which you better not miss. This is a lesson I learned about the hard way from one of Santa Maria's finest, no-nonsense motorcycle officer who promptly cited me so I would learn that lesson well. As part of this gross miscarriage of justice, I suppose all ticket holders feel that way, I was given the option of attending traffic school. It required me to spend my cherished Saturday last week in the company of our next guest, who was my traffic violator school instructor. And I'd like to thank Richard Walker for joining us today from the Saturday Class Traffic School. Thank you, Richard.
Well, thank you, Steve. I'm happy to be here and talk a little bit about traffic school.
Well, how does one become a traffic school instructor? It seems to me somewhat like a detention teacher. Not the most pleasant of jobs, but how did you wind up in this position?
Well, people tend to get into this field from either law enforcement backgrounds or education. And my background has been education. I've taught driver education in the public schools for about 13 years in Los Angeles and Orange County, and for the last 5 years I've been living on the Central Coast.
So you've gotten a good look at young drivers, new drivers, bad drivers, all kinds of drivers.
15 years teaching driving in Los Angeles was enough for me. I much more enjoyed the adult classes and the classroom aspect of it in traffic violator school now.
And how did you wind up teaching traffic violator school? I understand you actually were on the other side of the desk for a while there.
Well, after living in L.A. for a long time, as we planned to move to the Central Coast, we were driving quite often between Los Angeles and San Luis Obispo. I ran into the highway patrol after a very good record for a long time.
Figuratively, I hope you ran into them.
Figuratively. Uh-huh. And they suggested, as they did for you, that I could clear this terrible legal breach by attending traffic school, which I did about 4 years ago.
Right.
I got talking with the instructor, a nice man who was a highway patrol officer, and eventually signed up with the school he worked for, the Saturday Class Traffic School.
Uh-huh. So you've been doing this for a while now. What are the most common offenses you see of the violators coming into your class? What is it we're doing out there? Speeding, I would imagine, is real common?
Speeding is the major violation, which I think perhaps is good. We are not doing crazy things on the road. Very few really unusual citations. You have your running your stoplights and stop signs, the California stop, which, of course, is not a stop, and the local police will explain that to you. But it's primarily speeding, mostly breaking the maximum speed law.